Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, this time last year, right before college football kicked off, I put Diesel to the test with a mascot challenge. We also did it back in March Madness as well, when we had a number of mascots to choose from, Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you and I have done enough talking. We've done enough predicting, analyzing. We've had guests on from all over the country. We have Bill Bender coming on the show in about 15, 20 minutes. He's one of the absolute best when it comes to national college football news. We've done all the talking we need to do. We finally need to get to what's important here. What am I talking about? What's important? Well, you know we all love. One thing we love about college football, Diesel, is the band, the marching band, the fight songs. Maybe you are a band nerd. If you are, that's okay. We love you. But it's time to put Diesel to the test once again. And I have a feeling that he might knock all of these out of the park and not need any assistance from the Tolos. And by the way, keep your upset picks coming in at 844-326-3663. But I'm going to play a snippet, Diesel, a snippet of a fight song, college fight song, and you have to tell me what fight song it is.
I think I'm okay at fight songs.
I think you will be.
Yeah. I think I'll be able to pull the SC, I could probably go like 14 out of 16 in the SEC. Ooh. Like maybe the Mississippi ones would be a little tough for me because I'm just not that familiar with them. But I think I could do really well in the SEC. ACC, probably pretty solid. Big 10 and Big 12 is where it gets real tough.
Well, look, I'm confident in you. I really believe.
How many are we going to go through here?
We've got a number, and I probably have, let's see, one, two, three. I've got like 9 or 10 pulled up. I might throw in a few more, Diesel, just depending on how much time we have.
Oh, he's going to throw some screwballs at me.
I've got some screwballs for you, okay. But I also will give the Tolos the option, if you need the assistance, they can call emergency, let me get this right, the emergency rapid hotline, which is 844-326-3663, and that's totally made up, by the way, but we're going to call it that for this segment because Diesel probably is going to knock them all out of the park and won't need your help. But in case he does, phone lines are open. Hub City Spartanburgers text line open as well. And I've got some big names in here that you'll probably know. I think you'll know a lot of these, Diesel, just to be honest with you. But are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you buckled in? I'm going to start with one that you might know and you might not know it. I will say this one might be a little tricky for you.
Okay.
But we shall see, Tolos. If Diesel needs your help, get that emergency response rapido hotline, phone number, whatever we would call it here. Muy rapido. Okay? Get ready. It's coming. First fight song in this fight song challenge for Diesel. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's try that again. I really. Here we
That's
go.
That's the School for the Deaf.
That's bad.
Ha
Any idea?
I think that's Alabama. I thought I was going to be good at the SEC.
Well, I threw you a tough one to start.
Da, 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 da,
and I
know the fight song.
You know the tune, right?
Yeah. I think it's Alabama.
It is not Alabama. It is one that these will think a little.
Is it Tennessee?
No, think a little more relevant to you. Your team's conference. Again, Tolos, if you
unless
know
Georgia Southern.
How did you
Georgia
know that?
Southern.
That was good. That was Georgia Southern. You knew it.
I mean, I give him credit. It sounds like an SEC-style fight song.
By the way, Shane laughed at your School for the Deaf comment. That was bad but funny. Really bad but funny. So there's.
He didn't laugh at my crabs joke earlier.
No?
You can get crabs in Maryland. You can get crabs at Florida Atlantic.
It's true. I thought I'd start off with a little Georgia Southern for you, since it's a team you don't love, right? You don't love Georgia Southern. So I figured I'd start with...
I watched video of them taking their dip in beautiful Eagle Creek, the team that has to get baptized.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a drainage ditch. It's a drainage ditch. Corn Chip knows it. Let's be real. It's a drainage ditch.
Georgia Southern's the first one. It took Diesel a second, but ladies and gentlemen, he delivered on that one. After I gave him a little hint, and he got it. And by the way, if you need hints, it's okay. I can give you hints. I can give you conference affiliation. Let's see if you can get this one. And I can even give you the name of the fight song if you want it.
I know this one too.
Do you really?
Sounds like Texas A&M.
No.
God.
Wrong conference.
Wrong conference.
Wrong conference.
I might not get any of these.
They are, I mean, they're tough once you hear them because you're like, dang, it does sound like
is that Georgia Tech?
No, but right conference. Right conference.
Ba, ba, ba.
Go this way.
Da, 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 da.
More this way.
Louisville?
More. Up north.
Syracuse?
Bam. Okay. Bam. Bam, you got it.
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Title down the field.
I mean, like it's the northern half of the ACC. Those schools don't count.
It's a catchy fight song, though.
It's not bad.
Not bad. So if you're just tuning in to the show and are wondering what in the world's happening right now, I'm putting Diesel to the test.
This is harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
We're getting down to the stuff that matters here, the fight songs. Tolos, let's see if you can help Diesel on a few of these as well. I don't think our Tolos are up. I think it is tough. I really do. I think it's very, very tough. I'm going to keep it, Diesel. I imagine this one's going to be tough for you as well. I could be wrong, but we'll see. It's a good one, by the way. This is a good one.
God.
Carry on with all your might. Chorus A, A, R. I can't say anymore. Fight, fight, fight.
I think you gave it away. I think
did.
That's Arkansas.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That is an underrated fight song, right?
That's good.
That is a good one, man. I don't pull for Arkansas, but now I have a reason.
It feels like militaristic.
It does.
And fun. Like fun military, not the murdery kind.
How does that not get you fired up for college football right there? Fight, fight, fight. As you can guess, the name of the song is Arkansas Fight. That is Arkansas's fight song. So we continue. And let's see here. I got a text with a recommendation to throw at you. I will throw that one at you. That's a good one.
Dewey says Rob Brown would make 100 on this test.
You think so?
I said Rob Brown eats baked potato chips.
JD says most of these fight songs sound so similar. This is a tough challenge. It is. It is tough. And Tolos, if you want to make it even more fun, if you think you can go and tag team with Diesel, you can call the show at 844-326-3663 if you want to give him a little lifeline. We can put you on the air with Diesel. I do have one, though, Diesel, from a Tolo that just texted in. I'll get to that one. I'll pull that one up.
Okay.
It's going to be tough, I think. But there's going to be some easier ones sprinkled in here
just
as
text
well.
It in to the – if you send it to the text line, texter. Don't send it to 844-FAN-PHONE because I also look at the text.
Yeah, line. This one sent it to my personal phone. So that is a good one, texter, unnamed texter. I will throw that one in there. So Diesel did get Arkansas because I kind of gave it away. He did get Georgia Southern. Syracuse was tough. It was tough. I think you'll get this one, though. I really do. I know we have Tolos that will get it if you don't.
Another great one.
It's good. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. The title's Battle Cry, by the way.
Is this one A&M?
Nope.
Oh.
You got it. You got it. Dig deep. Dig deep.
Who is this?
Dig deep.
Who is this?
We. If you don't know, just watch the text line, because I guarantee.
This is... This isn't Florida, is
no,
it?
No, I guarantee Florida. We have a lot of Tolos who will know this one, and for good reason. And I'm surprised they hadn't taxed it in already.
I know the tune.
It's so good. It is so good. We will fight to the end for O-H-I-O. Oh, go Buckeyes.
Oh, my God.
Ohio State.
Oh.
Ah, man, I thought you were going to get that one. That's a good one, man. Ohio State, I like the intro, the drums. It's good. There we go. Just now on the text line. I guarantee. Look, O-H-I-O. Three different texts about it.
Oh, the Yuckeyes.
I knew, man. I knew we'd have one. We have so many Tolos that are Ohio State fans. I knew it wouldn't take long. How about that? That's
man.
You know what, man? I'll tell you what. The hard part about this is ranking these bad boys.
I thought the fight song at Ohio State was that whoosh sound it makes when you drive past a road construction barrel.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. There goes another one. Whoosh.
It might be.
Orange and white barrel along the side of the highway.
What about this one, Diesel? Fight song challenge putting Diesel to the test.
God, this is a lot harder than I thought it was.
If I told you the name, I'd give it away, so I can't do that. This one's hard. I thought this would be easier.
Texter says, oh my God, this is easy. I don't know this one.
Texter says that?
Yeah, Texter said this is easy. I know, I recognize that. Da, 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 da.
See, I think now hearing it, this one's harder.
Is this Georgia Tech?
Nope.
God.
Wrong conference. SEC.
Palmetto Buckeyes says, I am not impressed with Diesel.
Oh, Texter. Texter, there you go.
Oh, well, thank you for the assist. That would be the team that doesn't know what their mascot is. Is it a tiger? Is it an eagle? They don't know. That would be Auburn.
War Eagle, baby. War Eagle. That was Auburn's fight song. I've got a few more for
Speaking
you.
Speaking of not knowing their mascots, you're not off the hook, Ole Miss. You got like six of them. They got the Rebels.
Yeah.
They have, for some reason, a man in a plush bear costume on their side.
Alabama, too.
And they also have a shark. They do a shark, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A shark?
Yeah.
What in the world? And Bama, right, with the tide. And they also have the elephant.
Well, it's always been.
Yeah, but there was a tide and an elephant aren't the same thing. I don't know what a tide, I mean, come on.
You don't know what a tide is?
I mean, I don't want a tide at the ocean.
If you don't know what a tide is, maybe you eat tide.
Tide pod?
Yeah.
Tide pod, is that what they are? What about this one, Diesel? Can you get this one?
God.
Can you get this one? Let's try.
Oh, that's Alabama.
Nope.
No? God.
Text line's going to blow up in a second.
I freaking know all these tunes.
You know, like, you do memorize it. Oh, that gave it away. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
Okay. There'll probably be one more in there. Oh, this will give it away.
Oh, that's NC State.
Go Cocks.
Oh, what?
Go Cocks.
I thought he said go Pack.
No. Nope.
How do
go
I not
Cox.
Know South Carolina's fight song? just by listening to it. I mean, they don't score a lot, so.
Oh my
they
gosh.
They don't get to play it much.
It's terrible.
It's that freaking chicken all
You're
the time.
Terrible. The rooster crow.
Yeah.
There's the South Carolina
Jeez.
One. Let's see. I think you'll get this one. I really do. I believe in you.
God. Okay. Do we really have to make it this easy on
you? Yeah, I'm going to give you a
it's a gimme. This is a gimme. It's Clemson.
Yes, I am going to throw you a bone there.
Thank you.
I didn't want you to go over. You did get Georgia Southern right. So you
Texter
got that
says,
one.
Diesel, you suck at this. Don't blame you being bad on us scoring. I mean, come on. You don't play it that much.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. What about
this
one? I
thought your fight song was 2001.
That's another. That's
kidding.
The entrance.
Kidding.
What about the, this one's going to be tough. There's a school that's known to all. Its specialty is winning.
Oh, this is soft. This has got to be a Big Ten school. It's got to be a Big Ten school. And with the Piccolos, it's definitely a Big Ten school. Oh, my God. Is it a Big Ten school?
You would be correct. It is a Big Ten school.
Wow, oboes and piccolos.
You got that. You're on it.
Penn State, maybe?
No, but you're in the right part of the country. I mean, you're not too far off. We've already done Michigan. Remember that. We've already done Michigan.
We didn't do Michigan.
Did we not? Maybe
no,
that's the next one.
You did Ohio State. You did Ohio State.
Maybe I just spoiled the next one.
I
Michigan
don't.
State.
Michigan State. I don't know.
Michigan State. This is Michigan State, and I did spoil this one. This one's Michigan, just so you know. But very similar to Michigan State, right? This is Michigan. The last one was Michigan State. I think they're kind of similar. Now, I did get one text that I want to throw at you, Diesel. Mm. I don't think there's any way.
I thought I would get more of these.
It's tough. It really is.
Oh my God.
It really is.
Especially when you hear them back to back to back to back.
Yeah,
they all start
JD's
to sound
point.
The same.
I don't think you'll get this one, but a texter asked if I could throw it out there for you. This one to me should be
Wait,
tough.
That last one wasn't Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan goes da 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 da.
Maybe I hadn't got to that part.
Okay.
Here, let's try this one. Think local.
Burns?
Not that local.
Not that local?
It's
probably not Furman.
No, you're right on that. Not Furman.
Maybe it's Wofford?
Nope.
I don't know.
Coastal.
That's Coastal. Okay.
I would never have recognized
I don't know that one.
I would never have
I don't know.
That.
To be fair, I apparently don't know any of these.
No, I will give you credit. You knew Clemson's. You knew Georgia Southern's.
I needed some help with that one.
How does App State's go? Could you almost sing it
for me?
That sounds like every fight song.
Yeah, pretty much.
It really does. I like it.
You can play it if you want to.
I am pulling it up right now. Diesel should know this one. I do think, going into it, I do think I expect you to just struggle because, like you said, they all do sound the same. Is this App State right here? This it?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Aren't fight songs the best?
Yeah.
Man, I love it.
This was my ringtone for a long time.
I love it. I love fight songs. I mean, what would football be without marching bands? I think that's one of the reasons, Diesel, that college football has such a big leg up on the NFL.
You know, there's so many people who complain that so many schools are going away from the marching band being the main source of musical entertainment. So many schools are having DJs playing, you know, rap songs from 10 years ago. More of the band, please.
More band.
Mike the band, play it throughout the
entire
stadium.
What's this one, by the way? This one's called a bumper music. It's called bumper music. Yeah. Just kidding.
Is this Long Island?
No,
Long
at
Island
least you
University?
Didn't go over.
Yeah, well, I didn't do well. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. That was not good. Maybe our next guest can bring a little less shame onto my family. Bill Bender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The sporting news coming on with us next. Well, I am thoroughly embarrassed over my performance in the last segment. Bringing Bill Bender on the show. Bill, we played a game of blind name that fight song, and I talked a big game going into this thing. I said, you know what? Out of the SEC teams, I could probably get 14 of the 16 SEC teams. No sweat. And I bombed hard, man. It's tough naming fight songs. How are you, pal?
You know, some of it's I'm doing great. The association, you know, you forget some of them really easily.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to call you out on that. I know Big Ten wise, I'd probably say I'd get all 18, and then I'd probably end up like 12 out of 18.
Bill Bender, the Sporting News, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. Bill, let's start with this. What game are you headed to or watching? Keep an eye on this weekend.
Well, I'm heading up to Ohio State for practice now, and I live about 20 minutes away, so I bet you can do the rest from there.
Yeah.
Huge game at noon. Get there early. So many things in that game that I'm just interested to see, and part of the reason why is there's 26 guys in this game that are going to the NFL draft or went to the NFL draft. So now you have a ton of star power left: Arch, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, Anthony Hill. I could go on, but who are some of those new guys that are going to step in, whether it's a Julian Sayin or, you know, a Colin Simmons, who isn't maybe a household name yet, that step in and make big plays in this game? Because, I mean, 1-3, that's as good as it gets for an opener, and it's not the only one.
Bill, how much trust do you have in Julian Sayin to be able to kind of match or at least try to stay with Arch Manning? I mean, Arch has gotten a few starts and he's got a little more playing time under his belt. Do you think Julian, with all his talent, can kind of hang with Arch?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you have Carnell Tate and Julian Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Ennis, that's another kind of a guy that we're looking for that could have a big year for Ohio State. when all of those guys are catching the football, you could have a pretty big year there. So, yeah, I think that's something I'm looking for. I mean, with Texas on their side, it's you know, Trey Wiesner, Ryan Wingo. There's a lot of good skill talent in this game.
You know, it's really interesting, Bill, and I love that you're going to be there for the biggest matchup of the weekend, Texas-Ohio State, College Game Day, Lee Corso's final College Game Day, a lot of excitement surrounding that. But when you look at Julian Sayin, good reason, there are a lot of people who just don't know what we're going to get from what you've seen. You're seeing practice. You know, obviously, more than most of our fans out there when it comes to what Julian Sayin can do. Describe this quarterback and how you think Julian Sayin will not only look in 2025, but what we can come to expect all season long from this guy.
Yeah, you know, that's the big question. I think off the top of my head, you know, obviously there's a five-star background there. Played, you know, he committed to Alabama at first and was there until Saban left. And, you know, when you watched him in practice, he's not the biggest guy. You'll notice that right off the bat. I mean, Will Howard was huge. Dwayne Haskins is a big guy. Justin Fields is big. But he's accurate. He gets the ball out quick. He's got five-star talent with his arm, and you're going to notice that right away. I think so when you're starting at places like Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, you know, the pressure to win is always going to be there. But I think with Julian, the key is going to be, you know, does he limit the turnovers? How does he handle the pressure of playing at Ohio State? This isn't the only big game he's going to play in. He's going to be in a Penn State game, a Michigan game. But that's the privilege of playing at a place like Ohio State where we're going to judge him on every throw, but I think he'll be fine.
Coming up in the next 12 minutes, we're going to get Bill Bender's pick for the Upset Picks Challenge. Bill, just wanted to put that in the back of your mind to remind you at the end of the interview to have an upset pick ready to go. But earlier in the show, we started talking about coaches that really need a win here in week one. I was looking at Tony Elliott at Virginia, obviously. He's struggled in his time there at Virginia. And I also was looking at Scott Satterfield, a guy that's a little near and dear to my heart, who coached my alma mater, who's now at Cincinnati. Things have not gone well for him at Cincinnati. And obviously those fans remember, you know, the Luke Fickle and the Brian Kelly eras when they were winning a whole lot of football games. Who's somebody else that you look at that just desperately needs a win here in week one?
Hugh Freeze at Auburn. You know, I think that program, new quarterback, you know, Jackson Arnold took a lot of sacks last year. You're playing Baylor, that's tricky. Baylor was hot last year before the bowl game against LSU, so you have a lot at work there. So I think that makes that a really interesting game for Auburn, especially if they lose. I can't pin a win on Mike Norvell. I can't say you've got to go out and win against Alabama. I know that's not going to be easy, but I will say, I don't think Florida State can go out and get blown out. That wouldn't be good.
You know, I'm with you there. It wouldn't be good, Bill. Let's kind of park there for a second on Mike Norvell. We did this a couple days ago with Brian Kelly, trying to find the path if Brian Kelly were to be fired. What's that path look like for you when it comes to Mike Norvell? If I told you, hey, Bill, Mike Norvell will be fired at the end of the season, what's that path look like in your mind?
Whew. Well, I don't do win totals because win totals, you just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to say, hey, he's got to win 9? And what if they win 8, but then they get blown out by Florida and they get blown out by Alabama, you know, get blown out in a couple ACC games, lose one they shouldn't? Then you get into that discussion. I thought at ACC kickoff, Florida State was desperate to talk about anything else other than that last season where they won 2 games. I don't think they're going to be that bad again. And some of that was the Dublin loss, which we all know it can get weird, right? After you lose that game. We're going to find out what K-State's all about, by the way. But I think, you know, I would say if they can get to 7 or 8 and just show some fight, and a lot of that's going to rest on the quarterback, Thomas Castellanos. He's going to have to play better than what they had under center last year.
At Bill Bender 92, all of our Tolos go find him and give him a follow. Deion finds himself in a unique position this week. This is the first time he will have coached a college football game without Shadur, Shiloh, and Travis Hunter. 10 years from now, Bill, as we're looking back at this era of Colorado football, will the 2 years that he had with those three be the springboard that led to greater things, or will Colorado fans kind of look back at it and say, wow, those were the good old days?
You know, I think this year, that first opener is going to be a really interesting game for them, because I know it's going to be different without Travis Hunter, without Shedeur Sanders. The phenomenon of the last 2 years was based a little bit on winning that first game. You know what I mean? So if they lose, and they lose spectacularly to Georgia Tech, then we're going to start asking questions about, like, how long is Deion going to coach? And that has nothing to do with his health. I'm so happy that he is healthy and he is able to coach. But I do think that's part of the story here, that, you know, how long is he going to do this? Now, he does have a lot of NFL names on his staff, and I think that's a good thing. But, you know, it's just a lot of that might hinge on how they do in this opener and how they manage the Big 12. I know I'm excited to see that game Friday night, though, because I think Georgia Tech's pretty good. They've got a good quarterback in Haynes King. He makes a lot of plays.
It's really interesting, Bill, when you look at that matchup. Diesel brought it up, so we'll park there a second as well. Georgia Tech, Haynes King, Colorado, some newness, quarterback, other positions. I do find myself wanting to believe in Georgia Tech in 2025, but I also at times pull myself back from fully buying in. In the ACC, are you there? Are you fully buying in the Georgia Tech, especially in this opener, which I think is a little bit bigger of a test than people realize?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, the one out to Folsom Field in Colorado. And, you know, whatever that buy-in is on Georgia Tech, some of that is on this first game. You know, can they go out? They were kind of a giant killer last year. I think we know that. They would win a game, and then they were inconsistent in other areas. So can they go out and do this for four quarters? Win, and you're right. It's not, and if, I don't know if that's an upset either way, but, I mean, just if they can go out and win – that would get them a big springboard going into the ACC. I believe the line's like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Bill, I know you said you don't like to look at win totals as a way to judge teams. I'm looking up and down North Carolina's schedule, and I see there are 9 possible winnable games for North Carolina this year. It's a manageable schedule. But obviously this roster for Bill Belichick in his first year in college football is loaded with transfers. How will you judge the job that Bill Belichick does in his first season?
I mean, yeah, in spot, but it's really, really hard to judge teams that have, you know, in their case, we're talking about 70 transfers. So I just don't know. I will say this. The fascination factor for me with North Carolina is at an all-time high because of Belichick. If they go out and win that game against TCU, or they are an underdog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Okay, so if they go out and do that, then we're going to be talking about Belichick all Tuesday, that it's the Patriots all over again. He hasn't missed a beat. He knows how to coach, and I think all of those things are at work if they can go out and pull that upset.
You know, I think so, too. I think right now it's 3.5, 4.5 around that line. Bill, let's bring it local. We'll get to South Carolina, Virginia Tech in a second. That's obviously, with us being in the state of South Carolina, something our audience is really interested in. But Clemson hosting LSU, you mentioned the big game, Ohio State, Texas. When you look at Clemson, LSU, we've talked to Clemson guests. We've also talked to LSU guests on the show this week. What matchup, the game within the game, in your mind stands out the most as to what could dictate this game in one direction?
Up front. You know, Clemson's got first-round guys all over that defensive line. You know, Woods, Parker, you know, that's it. Does LSU hold up? They lost Will Campbell, the first-round tackle. They're trying to protect Garrett Nussmeier, trying to communicate on the road in what's, you know, this battle of Death Valley. And, you know, can they get the running game going a little bit? I think that's something to watch early. You know, LSU's had some spectacular fails in season openers, the last couple years. And I think they're going to fight and play and keep this one close. But, man, you have to play well up front to beat this Clemson team. And that's what stands out most to me about the Tigers is that, you know, I do think they're elite on the defensive line. And when Dabo's got an elite defensive line, they are really tough to beat.
Bill, Carson Beck was really good at Georgia last year. I wouldn't call him elite, not a world beater last year, but he's going to be stepping into a Miami program where Cam Ward threw for 4,300 yards, 800 more than Carson threw for at Georgia. What percentage would you say you think Carson Beck will be able to achieve relative to Cam Ward's massive season last year?
Well, I mean, that's a tough question to answer because, I mean, I think they're just different guys. I think Carson Beck is a guy that what stood out to me was Mario Cristobal said, hey, this guy marries what we do offensively to what we want to do. You know, Cam Ward was a playmaker, improvised well, did those kind of things. So I just don't – I think Carson Beck just has to go out and be him. And the big game experience is going to help. 24-3, right? Played in a lot of top 10 games, all those things. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's going to help tremendously. Now, this Notre Dame game, as I've pointed out, you know, and I went to a Catholic school, so I know this. Notre Dame, last six trips to Miami, they've lost. Now, they don't play every year, so you can't really gauge that off a game from the 70s. But it's just letting you know that, hey, Miami's tough at home, and, you know, that's been a tough game for them in the past. It might be a tough game on Sunday.
Yeah, it might be. Bill Bender, the Sporting News. Bill, my last question for you. South Carolina driving down to Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday afternoon to take on Virginia Tech. South Carolina, we know that they just had a couple of trip-ups a season ago that kept them out of the CFP, especially that game against LSU. I know we've talked about this with you a little bit leading up to the season, but Sunday, how you see this going for the Gamecocks, but also the flip side of that, I guess the part two of that question, Bill, if there's enough on this team in your mind in 2025 for the Gamecocks to make another special run like they did a season ago?
Well, you know, Lenora Sellers, it really starts there. What an emotional game it's going to be for them Sunday playing, you know, obviously with the Kane Beamer, Frank Beamer connection. That's awesome, by the way. I think it's going to be really fun. Got a good edge rush. It's kind of the same speech I gave you about Georgia Tech. You know, they've shown they can win games and big games. I was so impressed last year with the way they played at Alabama. You know, that was a game they could have won.
Yeah.
So can they do that every week in the SEC? And that is the challenge. I mean, you look at Shane Beamer's record in the SEC, you could criticize that if you want. To me, it's just the reality of having to play in that conference every week where we know it's extremely hard.
Bill, it's time. Can we get your week one upset pick? Remember, the game here is you have to pick an outright upset, and if you are correct, then the number of points that team was a dog by will get added to a rolling season-long tally.
You know, I'm going to go North Carolina. I'm going to buy in there, and I kind of tease that a little bit. I just missed last week, by the way. I had Stanford. I'm going to sit here, and because of you guys, I'm sitting there late Saturday night, like, yelling at Stanford's front four to get a push late in the game, and that's all on you guys. But I'm going to give it a try and give North Carolina. Did anybody hit last week?
Yeah, quite a few did. Well, obviously the only upset was the Iowa State. So everybody that hit gets 3 points. So, you know, first place is still within reach, Bill.
We got a lot of time. It's long season.
A lot of time. Bill, you're the best. We appreciate you as always, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill Bender, the Sporting News. Good stuff there. If you tuned in late, missed any of it, download the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can go back. There's a chapters feature after you click the Fan Upstate, and you will see Bill Bender's name there, as well as anything else we discussed today that you missed. We have to get to some of the big news in the NFL. Diesel, a lot happened over the past 2 days. We'll take our visit to the National Football League next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Waiver transactions, players being released. A lot happening in the National Football League. We'll take our visit around the NFL right now in this very segment, Tolos. If you have a team, let us know who it is that you pull for in the NFL to see if there's anything that's happened in the past couple of days. It's been a busy, busy day and week in the National Football League. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Wednesday hump day edition of the show. Also, continue to get your upset picks in. We have our high school coach's spotlight coming up at 6:05 with Jake Morris, the head football coach of the Dorman Cavaliers. It's our first high school coach's spotlight of the season. But Diesel, NFL news, I think, you know, looking back on the week, we've seen everything from Spencer Rattler being named the starter for the New Orleans Saints. We've seen Rocket Sanders cut from the LA Chargers. Obviously, that it isn't good news for Gamecock fans. We'll see if he gets picked up, you know, later this week or early next week. But, you know, locally, the Carolina Panthers, boy, have they had a busy and really interesting week. Yesterday, we saw the news that they decided to cut Hunter Renfro, the former Clemson Tiger. And then today, this morning, they trade Adam Thielen away, which could be Adam Thielen's final hurrah, right? One last season, you know, in Minnesota, where he started his career, right? He was there for 10 seasons or so. But Diesel, now Carolina's in a tough spot. Six receivers on this roster. I feel for Bryce Young because I feel like he needed a slot guy, a go-to slot guy.
Yeah, you take away his most trustworthy receiver. That's tough. By the way, Carolina Panthers tweeted 34 minutes ago, four takeaways from Dave Canales, Hunter Renfro still in talks.
Yes.
So, yes, what you put out there earlier in the show is now official. It's out there from the Carolina Panthers that they are in talks with Hunter Renfro to add to the roster.
And again, just to catch you up on that, if you don't know what we're talking about, I talked about this in the very first segment. I was told earlier today by a close source, a good source that's very close to the situation, and I mean like really, really, really close, that Hunter Renfrow and the Panthers were back in talks. And the way it was worded to me was that the ball is in his court. So he was cut yesterday. I was told, again, this is just what I was told by a source, that the Panthers have actually increased their offer of what they were originally going to pay him. I'm not going to disclose the certain amount there that was offered, but it was significantly more. And Hunter Renfrow Diesel, we talked about it in the very first segment. You would imagine that this guy has put in a lot of work this year, wants to get back on the football field, and if so, I think there is going to be an opportunity for him to do so in Charlotte.
Is it seven figures?
Yeah.
Is it first digit two?
No.
First digit three?
In terms of the seven figures?
Yeah.
It was not that, but it was it was a, again, I don't know how, if you have millions already, I don't know how like people with millions of dollars operate in their mind, like what's 10 compared to 11 million?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
I think for a lot of these players, once you're already at that level of rich, it's not like, hey, I've got a big house with a Ferrari and a Humvee sitting out front, and I'd really like to go get an RV, so I need to make that extra $1 million. I think, sure, to them, a lot of them, it's number one, it's just the agents, right? Just, that's their job, is to get as much money out of the teams for their clients as they possibly can. But at the same time, it's a show of respect. It's a sign of respect for who you are, for what you've accomplished, and what they think you can still do. And so that's why, unfortunately, you get guys who are making, you know, $30 million a year holding out for $35 million a year. It's not about the $5 million. It's about the respect being shown for the increase of $5 million.
So here's what Dave Canales said today, Diesel, about Hunter Renfrow. This was just a couple hours ago. Dave Canales said, talking about Hunter Renfrow, he's talking to his family, he's talking to his agent. We're just going to keep we're going to keep taking it kind of one day at a time and see where he's at. I just felt like towards the end, the last stretch of what I saw, I want to be able to count on Hunter to be as good as he was the whole time. And I just saw some peaks, and then I saw some dips also in terms of his performance. And I just felt like, in fairness to the whole group and fairness to the team, I wanted to make sure he knew I wanted to be a part of your future. I don't think right now is the time initially for this team. And so he just kind of said, you know, I have to think about what I want to do. And so we're in communication right now. We're going to take it day by day and see where we're at. Going back to what I said, Diesel, Hunter Renfrow, from what I was told this morning, that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be talking to his family. Again, I did reach out to him. I hadn't heard yay or nay, and I probably won't, but I did want to see if he could at least point me in the right direction in terms of what he was thinking there, Diesel. I will say he's in other business ventures, like we talked about, you know, locally. He loves the area. He loves the upstate. He has a lot of close people, and especially at Clemson. And I know that Jeff Scott, former Clemson offense coordinator, and him have had some ventures together business-wise. So regardless, I think Hunter's going to be okay, and he's going to choose what makes him most happy and what his family wants him to do. But it's just going to be interesting to see if he wants to, after what Dave Canales called some ups and downs in training camp, if Hunter wants to put that commitment out there for the entire season, if he can feel like, practice. I mean, it might be on the practice squad, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that position, if you're Dave Canales, if you're the GM, are you starting to think, I don't even know if we want to sign this guy? I mean, you know, there's a couple of guys out there who are now available, Cole. A guy like Michael Gallup, he's a really good player. Former Cowboy. He could be picked up. He was cut by the Commanders. Malachi Corley, he was cut by the Jets. They call him the Yak King for a reason. I think there might be an opportunity to hire a guy like that, put him on your roster. I mean, we did see a lot of players kind of re-sign with teams that they've been with before. I don't know that the pickings are super great out there, but there's even Xavier Restrepo. He's a guy that the Titans waived, that he could that the Carolina Panthers could pick up should Hunter Renfrow not want that job. And how much of it is you looking for a guy that matches Adam Thielen's skill set. Yeah. Like, you're looking for a slot receiver. You're not looking for a guy that can be a burner down the field.
All right, Dewey, we've got like 30 seconds. You're late to the party, but we'll let you on real quick. You ready to make your upset pick?
Yes. I've been thinking about this long and hard. And I think I've been thinking about this, and I think it's going to be Colorado over Georgia Tech.
Wow.
I think it's 4.5 or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Deion Sanders.
Okay. Colorado for 4.5 against Georgia Tech.
Can we get a, Dewey, real quick, can we get a Deion Sanders all in one?
Oh!
Wow. That wasn't what I meant, but that was epic.
Dear God. Sounds like that sound like when you take a balloon that's full of helium and you sort of stretch the end out of it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. So there you go. By the way, Dewey put us at 51 picks. Our goal is 150 for this week.
We can do it.
We certainly love to get up to around 75, 80 just today. Tolos, get your picks in if you haven't yet. Keep them coming our way.
And like James on the YouTube stream, for those of you late and hopping on the stream right now, we'll keep it rolling in hour number four. Get your upset picks to the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line right now.
Do it. When we come back, let's talk high school football with Jake Morris, the head coach of the Dorman Cavaliers, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.